This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bristol Mayor Jeff Caggiano joining us here in studio. Obviously a frequent guest of the program in a re-election race with Ellen Zappo Sasu. And we're going to have a debate on the 25th.
Sounds like fun.
At Parkside, is that where we're going to do it?
Yeah, and I do applaud you. This will be the second one that you've done for Bristol. And it's good to have, you know, that open discussion about things going on.
Well, and we hope to do it for stuff like the 1st Congressional District as well. And we appreciate you and Ellen's openness to doing it, which is the dialogue, you know, the first time through was, you know, we had never done something like that before. But it's a dialogue, and that's what we need right now. It's a pretty tough... It's a tough day, Jeff. I mean, you know, you're a politician and obviously at a different level of profile, but I mean, you have detractors out there too. And I mean, we were just talking off mic that even in this, you know, you're dealing with stuff where people come at you pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I'm wearing my red, white, and blue today, too. It's 9/11. Happens to be my anniversary. So I do have to say happy anniversary to my wife.
First, absolutely.
33rd anniversary.
Congratulations.
For us. And when you put all of this stuff together, I think just 9/11 may be a good day to talk about this from the perspective that we all came together at 9/11. That's probably the last time in my and your history, we're the same age, that we've seen people come together. I don't know how we get so far apart. Now we have people that just get angry over nothing.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
And John Senecal, who is an old friend of mine from the NBC affiliate here, and he was in Bridgeport greeting people off the train on September 11th, and he said the same thing. It's amazing to see where we are now relative to how we felt in the days after 9/11. I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer to it, but I mean, how do you deal with that stuff on your end when people, do they come at you personally? Like, how does it manifest itself? Is it at open, like, what kind of meetings, committee meetings? Like, what, not an example, but like, what do you face, even at the local level?
I mean, we see it on social media. I think that's one of the biggest problems and changes.
Any birdcage can go out there and post something hateful.
Yeah, and those are easy because that's it's in the ether. And it doesn't matter. But you know, we have people who will come to city council meeting to get 3 minutes, and they'll blast you for 3 minutes. And you know, one thing I did appreciate, which everybody has to appreciate about Charlie Kirk, is he remained calm, cool, and collected. I try to do the same thing. You listen to people, you take out of it what you can, and you realize that a lot of this comes from a deep emotional problem that person probably has. And I think that's one of the other things that we have to face in this country, that, you know, people need some help. And politics just seems to be the easy scapegoat now to, you know, get some of these frustrations out. And it's not good.
As you run for a third term?
Third and final
term.
Does it
make you question why do it?
No, not at all. Okay. I mean, I have not personally, I don't think, been in a position where I feel endangered. And, you know, one of the things that I've had, you know, a lifelong experience with is dealing with people. I was a middle manager for many years. And so I think I do have the right personality for it where I'm just not going to get too upset over it. And that's where our problems lie, is if we just have to go back and forth and escalate. So usually able to de-escalate situations and keep people on track and get them to realize that there's a lot behind everything.
How's your relationship with Ellen? It's probably not great.
I wave and say hello. Personally, that's just the person I am. I go in and I treat everybody equally and with respect. That's all we can ask from people.
We're talking with Jeff Caggiano, the mayor of Bristol, here on Brian & Company. Again, on the 25th, we're going to spend the 8 o'clock hour with a debate between the mayor and former mayor, Ellen Zappo Sasu, who is challenging Jeff. Jeff defeated her 2 terms ago. And you know, so 2 very well-known political names in town, and it should be an interesting debate and something, you know, we're proud to be able to host, and we thank JR over at Parkside for doing it again. It should be a lot of fun, and also we'll be respectful, and it'll be intense, but it'll be the process. And then, as you said with Kirk, I disagree with a ton of stuff Charlie Kirk said, but, I mean, the fact that he put himself out there regularly and engaged people, even took some lumps, and he continued the conversation because it's what he believed in. I think it should be noted all day long. Yep. What's going on in town?
So we have actually 2 kind of pretty big announcements, and we've done an awful lot in the last 3-plus years. We're approaching 4 years, and one of the biggest goals that I had was to make sure that our city center, the heart of our city, came back to life and was revitalized. And I've told you the story 100 times, but we got to keep telling it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 1961, we started urban renewal. We took down most of our city center, and we really didn't rebuild it. We did have a mall for a while.
What was the thinking? What was the thought process behind it?
I have to give him some credit. It was a lot of infrastructure issues. We had the flood of 55, and the federal government came out with federal funding to help urban renewal all over the country. The city of Bristol decided to bury the river, which, by the way, if we had a exposed Pequavik River this day and age, that might be kind of cool to rebuild around.
Yeah.
But they decided to take the money to knock it down and to rebuild into modern because it was old Main Street. I think some of the old Main Streets around the state of Connecticut are doing pretty well right now. But we didn't ever really recover from that. And the final pieces of it were in 2005 when the city bought the Center Mall property and then demolished it in 2006. By the way, not a good real estate deal, just like I heard you talking about the Mohegan Sun. The government doesn't need to make crazy investments. That's all I'm going to say.
So you're not in favor of of the pension fund buying the Connecticut Sun?
It's risky. Why do you want to take taxpayer money and do something risky? So and I guess this is another little lesson to that. So we're looking at 20 years later. There's 17 and a half acres there. I'm very proud to say that some of those acres, about 3 of those acres, were taken well before both the former mayor and I were in office. But in the last 4 years, we've made those deals to make sure that Wheeler Health got in there and Carrier got in there. And there's now 1.5 acres of developable land left. That will go out to bid next month. And that's one of those things that, you know, this is why I'm running in for 2 more years. I would have hoped that in 4 years I could get it all done, but it's going to take some time. And that last 1.5 acres will now take this burden that has been on city taxpayers for 20 plus years and put it back onto commercial developers. And it has changed the vibe of downtown Bristol. It's a young vibe. People are there. There's eateries. There's things to do.
How's your restaurant vision coming to?
You know, it's not where I want it to be, but we have 12 eating establishments, and I add in there, a brewery and Fork and Band, which is a slingshot place, as well as an art place downtown. So people say there's nothing to do in Bristol. There are things to do in Bristol. I want more, but we're getting there.
So the 1.5 acres, because I don't know much about how the things work in municipalities. You put it out for a bid. It's for what would you like to see there? And when they put out a bid, they just put out a bid to buy the property. If they have to propose what they're going to do with it.
They have to propose what they're going to do with it. I think that's the most important part of this, is we will say that this will be dense living arrangements. You know, we're looking for apartments to be honest. That's what we need downtown to drive.
Is an acre and a half enough?
It is. And we have done some smart things where we used our ARPA money on the same plot of land to build a 195-space parking garage. So they'll have to make an agreement with us on the parking garage to probably park enough apartments. And, you know, it'll have to be some commercial space.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is on the first floor. That's what the zoning regulations are.
So, okay, so what's the, just, we only have like a minute left. What would be the order of operations? Like, what would be, when would you accept the bid? When would something get approved? And when would they put shovels in the ground?
So the bid will go out sometime in October, so before the election. Bids will come in probably after the election. And, you know, these things can take 6 months to a year to get a final deal settled with all kinds of arrangements. And, you know, people getting in the ground in the next year, year and a half. So 2 years, I think, could be a time frame that I might be able to get it done. And that's what I'm hoping. I do have one other quick announcement.
Yeah, please.
You only have a minute.
Yeah.
This one, I think people in Bristol will get, and I'm excited about this. There is a private property called Chick Miller Chevrolet, which around the same time, I think it was 2008, if I'm not mistaken, was bought by a developer from New Jersey who the car dealership was defunct and falling apart. This building is literally falling apart. We've looked at code enforcement, all kinds of things. But it's a private property. This gentleman has paid his taxes. And I'm going to be honest with you. I literally threatened eminent domain to move our police station there because we're going to have to do something with our police station one of these days. I am finally proud to announce that with a lot of cajoling and work, that he has pulled an inland wetlands permit for demolition. He has an LEP, which is an environmental person. There's about $1 million worth of environmental damage that the city was willing to help with. He's going to take care of that. He has a demolition company who has a contract in hand with a deposit. And assuming this all gets done, Chick Miller Chevrolet will come down.
So why would he want to spend that money to do that now?
Because he wants to build apartments there, which he's been saying for 17 years. But again, nobody has really gotten him to get off the dime. And that's the other thing. You know, people think mayor has all this kind of power and my magic wand can work. But he paid his taxes. He kind of kept the place up. The place is a dump. But it's going to help our West End dramatically, which is just on the outskirts of town.
Well, we look forward to the 25th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We appreciate your openness to the dialogue because we think that, you know, that and Ellen as well is part of, you know, we got to make the dialogue better. So we appreciate it. Mayor Jeff Caggiano from the city of Bristol.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.